We need to think about our goals in a different way. Rather than seeing a goal as something imagined by you as an individual, the ego self, or the small self, as Paul Selig says, we need to identify with unity consciousness. We need to see ourselves and our desires as part of a greater plan. This is the first step in alignment to a higher purpose. Most of us are taught that our desires are selfish on some level, that we want what we want, and what we reap is for our own pleasure. And if we can somehow align this desire with helping someone else, then we're good to go. And that's true on some level. But it's important to understand that the thinker you believe yourself to be is not necessarily the thinker that you need to be. If you recognize yourself as one with the source of thought and the unified field, then the intention that arises from that field of deep inner silence is the intention of the totality field itself. And that might sound confusing at first, but it's like thinking of yourself as a wave in the ocean. The wave is not separate from the ocean, just as you aren't separate from the universe that you're a part of. So rather than attempting to manufacture an intention from a place of smallness and neediness, it's important to recognize yourself as part of the larger consciousness and honor the existing charm in the thoughts that arise naturally. So by leaning into the charm of these thoughts, you can set your intention and follow it through to its end with the knowledge that totality doesn't create thoughts without reason. Funny story. In my 20s, I worked for a startup, and our CEO was a millionaire that made all of his money in his previous business. He made millions of dollars, but then the business model stopped working for reasons out of his control. So I was working with him while he was scrambling to try to come up with the next best thing to sustain his lifestyle. And his lifestyle was a penthouse condo, an Aston Martin, and spending thousands of dollars partying each night. So not exactly for the greater good. Well, he read the book Start With Why by Simon Sinek and realized the importance of having a deeper meaning behind your business or your brand if you want it to actually last. So he worked backward. He looked for any story in his life that connected personal meaning and motivation to this new business model. Ultimately, that company failed too. The problem was, the personal story wasn't one that he actually felt. Yeah, it really happened, but it wasn't something that moved him forward. It was the money that moved him. The truth is, our desires are instilled for a reason. We each have dreams that are unique to us, and they're given to us for a reason, so that we might be the ones to birth them into the world. Ideas are everywhere, but not everyone will actually take the inspired action to manifest them, to make them a reality. So that's your first mindset shift. The idea itself isn't the hard part. Everyone has ideas, many of which are brilliant. The spiritual perspective is that each of these ideas is a gift. If you're blessed with an idea and that idea calls to you in some way, it's your job to step into the role. You meet this divine gift with action to set it into motion. If you're taking this masterclass with a big goal in mind already, then you are ready to proceed. But we're going to dig a little deeper into this goal. On the other hand, if you're feeling stuck and you don't have direction, I highly encourage you to go back to the masterclass, Priming Your Mind for Lasting Change. That masterclass has all of the steps that I personally take whenever I am trying to make a big change in my life, whether it's something in my life pattern that I'm trying to rewire, or I'm taking a new direction or hoping to conquer a big goal. That masterclass will help you find your motivation, break through limiting beliefs that might be holding you back, and rebuild your mindset to work for you in this process. But if you just can't wait to get started on this actual goal, you can also work through priming your mind alongside this masterclass. So use each of those modules as maybe a journaling activity in the evening while working through this in the morning, or vice versa. Well, once you have your goal in mind, we're going to make space for a moment of stillness. Someone once asked Mother Teresa what she often said when she prayed, and she answered saying, "Well, I don't talk much, I listen." And this is what most of us neglect. We fill the space with noise, and then we wonder why we don't feel guided. So remember that through this process. Have your intention or goal in mind, and then listen. It's not likely that you'll hear some big booming voice telling you what to do, but the more that you sit in stillness, the more in tune you'll be to the subtle guiding energies. When you're listening to a podcast and the hairs of your arms stand up, or you overhear someone at the gas station say something that answers a question you contemplated earlier, you'll know that the universe is listening and speaking to you. These are the subtle energies I'm talking about, and they come from everywhere. So practice meditation with your intention or goal as your mantra every day and start to notice what you pick up on. We're also going to go deeper into your motivation for this goal. We want to tap into your emotion around it. We want to call upon the source energy that will drive you to completion. And my favorite exercise for this is Dean Gracioso's 7 Levels Deep, which is an exercise designed to draw out hidden thoughts, feelings, and emotions around your goal or desire. So here's how it works. First, you ask yourself what you want to achieve or accomplish in life. So this is the big goal we're talking about. Next, ask yourself why this goal matters to you. Then, inquire why the answer from the second step is important to you. Then, why does that response hold significance to you? And repeat this process for the 5th, 6th, and 7th times, so you're 7 levels deep. You're basically asking yourself, and why is that important? And why is that important for every answer that you give? So here's an example. What do I want? Say your big goal is to own a home. Why is it important for me to own a big home? Because I'll be happier in a big house. Why will you be happier in a big house? So I won't have so much clutter and I'll have more room to organize and keep what's important to me. Why is it important to declutter and make space for what's important? So I'll actually be able to prep in case the economy crashes. Why is that important? So I'll give my family and myself a sense of security. Why is security important? Because security is a measure of success and I want to feel successful and stable. Why is that important? Because I didn't feel secure growing up when we moved around a lot. That's just an example. But the deeper you go, the more likely you are to get to the root of this motivation, where it comes from, why it's important, what it stands for. So in the example I gave, the personal why is around security and healing the insecurity that I felt as an only child with divorced parents and no house of our own. Now, to move into alignment, I like to ask one more question. How will manifesting this desire contribute to the greater energy of the unified field? Depending on your beliefs, what feels right to you, you can word that in a different way. What will contribute to the greater good? What will contribute to God's plan? Whatever feels right to you. My response to that might be about elevating my energy to one of confidence over doubt. Maybe it's that this security will allow me to focus my energy on an even greater purpose, once I have a home base to do so. There's no wrong answer. Follow your inspiration. And don't put so much pressure on yourself. Any of these answers can change over time. You're really just trying to find your own motivation, find what moves you. And like I said, there's no right or wrong. I'll see you in the next module.